We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Lou Rodriguez and Chris Skominiak. Lou is the organizer for Local Number 22, Plumbers and Steam Fitters, while Chris serves as the training coordinator for Local 22. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Lou, let's start with you. It's in the name, Plumbers and Steam Fitters. So what is it that you guys do?
Well, thanks for asking the question. We actually are plumbers and steam fitters. We actually build buildings and put systems in for facilities. It's pretty straightforward what we end up doing. Our organization, we are the local area union for the Plumbers and Seafarers HVAC Service Techs in Western New York. We are part of a bigger organization, which is the United Association. We have over 363,000 members with the UA. And it's Canada, United States, Australia, Ireland. So we're a much larger organization, but we are just one small chapter of that larger organization located in Western New York.
And I get the plumbing part, but for some, the steam fitters, how does that fit in? Is that kind of the same thing, or how is that different?
It's kind of the same thing in some ways. I mean, we're obviously putting piping and systems in together still. As far as what those systems are, that's more of on the heating side of things, the cooling side of things. Chris, would you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, the steam fitter, there's a few other areas that expand into beyond plumbing. Plumbing actually requires a lot of licensing and credentialing, where the steam fitters don't necessarily have those restrictions that they have to fall under with municipalities and local laws. A lot more welding takes place in the steam fitter trade than in the plumbing trade, but both do incorporate welding. So that would be the biggest difference. They handle a lot more specialized systems as far as the piping aspects that are more diverse than maybe a chemical processing plant or different facilities of that nature that would get into some different specialized systems. So a little bit different, but they both handle piping systems.
Is there a certain kind of training or amount of training that's required?
Well, yeah, all of our trades, all three trades actually, currently we run a five-year apprenticeship program for all of our trades, and each one specifically follows a different curriculum path, but all three are a five-year program.
Lou, how does one go about getting into the union? I obviously you have to have an ability on some level to do these things, right? First of all.
Yes. The best way to get in is through the apprenticeship program. It's the easiest, most efficient path. We end up recruiting from different avenues, a lot of the trade schools in the area, the BOCES, the area community colleges, the Alfred States, the McKinley Plumbing Program and HVAC Program. Those are just to name some of the few organizations that we'll reach out to and let them know that we're there. As far as that's probably the best path for getting into the organization.
And as far as how these apprentice programs work, I'm guessing it's similar to student teaching, where you observe someone actually teaching in a classroom setting. Somebody actually who's going along will join you doing either the plumbing or the steam fitting or whatever else that you guys are constructing, right?
Yeah, so as far as the two of us here do instruct also as well. Yeah, we are in the classrooms with the apprentices and instructing the apprentices and making sure they get the proper skills and knowledge they need to succeed out in the field with working with journeymen out in the field. So they're actually in the classroom and spending time in there and learning the craft, the curriculum that they are set upon, whether it's a plumber or steam fitter program or HVAC service tech. And then they take those learning experiences in the classrooms and translate out in the field, work with a qualified journeyman mechanic to teach them to follow through on the actual hands-on skills.
As far as the qualifications for an apprenticeship, do you have to be a certain age, have a certain amount of educational background, or work in the field?
Yeah, there are certain requirements. Under state law, we have to be aware that we can't have any individuals under the age of 18 on a construction site. So we do have to have that as a requirement to enter the program. We will accept applications from individuals that are under the age of 18, but they would have to be 18 at the time that basically they're offered employment. And other things we look for is, you know, there's a lot of traveling involved as far as sites being covered all over the 8 counties of Western New York that we serve. So people have to have transportation to get to those sites. So both a reliable source of transportation and a driver's license are definitely something we look for, and it would be a requirement more or less to be able to get someone to those job sites. You know, bus lines don't always get to the areas we're at, and same thing with, you know, Uber or some other transportation methods might not be the best methods to get to these sites. So we look for that. And also we do testing that an individual has to pass certain test levels. We use that as a pass-fail mark. And once that takes place, an interview happens for each individual that applies, and that once all that is complete, someone enters the eligibility pool, basically. From there, once we decide how many individuals we're going to bring in each year, we'll select from that eligibility pool the top applicants in that pool.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking with a couple of gentlemen with Local Number 22, Plumbers and Steam Fitters, organizer Lou Rodriguez and training coordinator Chris Grominiak. And one of the things I've talked about with a bunch of other people that deal in the trades, the industry as a whole, especially in Western New York, really has a shortfall of people doing that kind of skilled work that you guys do. So are you also finding that first, I guess we should establish?
Well, absolutely. We are seeing that problem. It's definitely something I think a lot of people are looking back saying, how did we get to this point? Now we're trying to figure out how to fill that deficit and that need. So it's definitely, we're seeing a movement not only in our own organization, but a lot of other organizations and training entities to try and recover that gap that's been created. So, yeah, I think there's a movement overall to try and correct that.
And certainly what also kind of fits in with that, so much buildup now going on, especially in the city of Buffalo, but you guys do work certainly well beyond just the city, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we are all over the place, not just in Buffalo area, but yeah, our counties, I mean, like I said, we just talked about in the beginning there, we cover 8 counties in Western New York alone. We do end up traveling out of the area too, if need be. It just the work is there, so yes.
And getting back to the apprentice program itself, how long is it? Is this similar to you think of a college, either a 2 or a 4-year program, if you will. Is there something similar for your line of work?
Yeah, our programs are established as a 5-year program. As long as the individual is doing everything that's required, they will be able to maintain that 5-year path. Sometimes individuals have to take a leave or something, which may extend that out a little bit, but you know, that's something that's typically not a standard situation that's going to be typical to a program or an applicant we see go through the process. The program over that 5-year course each year has advancements, so it's broken into basically annual segments. Those advancements then occur each year as far as pay rate, their level of training, expectations, as well as their job performance, because this is a apprenticeship is a situation where you're going to have hands-on learning happening in the field. The key thing to remember is we're employing people at the same time while they're learning. So they're out in the field doing hands-on training side by side, being mentored by a journey person, and then attending training classes for related instruction at night at our training center.
And you just touched on wages. What would be a starting wage for an apprentice?
The starting wage for a first-year apprentice currently right now is $16.40 an hour. So it's a decent amount of money for a first-year apprentice.
Makes me wish I had a little bit more mechanical inclination, that's for sure, because that's more than I'm making here. And you touched on it a little bit, how they're able to advance to the next level, obviously performance part of it, learning what they can do.
Right, so we look for in the related instruction that takes place. Some of the related instruction is going to be hands-on based in the training center. Some is classroom-based. The majority is classroom-based. And there's going to be tests, quizzes, homeworks, things that you would find in a normal training program, you know, whether it's college or high school or vocational program. There's usually got to be some kind of benchmark or guide as to gauge the learning. So there are certain things that have to be met as far as grade requirements. There's also hours requirements that have to be met for the on-the-job training portions and specific hours in activities that they'll have to do on the job.
And you had mentioned at the start some of the schools with which you're affiliated, then you do some of this work. But are they the same places where these apprentices would actually attend the schools for these programs, or are there separate places where they would go?
All our classroom training, our related instruction training, takes place at our facility at 120 Gardenville Parkway in West Seneca. That is our sole training source, as far as we really don't have any exterior sources that we use for training where we send people to a remote site. We will bring in external training entities, as far as vendors or manufacturers or anyone that can add specific value to the training. But the majority of our training is being conducted by our own members in-house that are actually coming in out of the field every day and teaching at night, so they actually, you know, understand what it takes to do the job and can relate that to the apprentice.
And I think people have a big impression that this is a male-dominated field. Women working within the local right now?
Absolutely. We do have women in the field. We're making an effort to try to get more ladies to come in and apply and get into the industry. It's a physically demanding task, a job, but we absolutely welcome the ladies to come in and put applications. We do have some great women that are working for Local 22 right now, leaders in the industry, foremen, good mentors. The apprenticeship has ladies through the program as well, the future leaders of Local 22, absolutely. So, yes.
And just to restate, if you would, for people who may have missed it at the top, people who have an interest in this apprenticeship program, how do they apply?
Would you like that?
Applications are available on Tuesdays of the month. First Tuesday is for a plumber application, second Tuesday is for the steam fitter application, and third Tuesday for an HVAC service technician application. And those are available at the 120 Gardenville Parkway location from the hours of 9 to 6 on those days.
And anything else that you gentlemen wanted to throw out there for people that they might need to know?
I think the biggest thing is to make sure people are aware of the opportunity that is available, and that it is something that if anyone has an interest in the trades, any of the three trades we offer, whether it's plumber, steam fitter, HVAC, that we would encourage them to stop by and fill out an application, or at least stop by and ask some questions, make a phone call, see what we're about, check out our website, just do their research, get familiar with different trades. We're not the only trade in town.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. I'm glad to help get the word out for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lou Rodriguez, organizer for Local Number 22. Chris Graminiak, who is training coordinator, Local Number 22 of Plumbers and Steam Fitters. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.